Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. We give it to you straight talk, no chaser. It's information that's hard to swallow but good to know. Every morning, it's the Russell Price Morning Show, talking about businesses, networking on the radio. It's the powerful, powerful networking radio show. Before we get started with our special guest, Aaron, Wyndham Resorts, we're going to talk about this upcoming event. The next event, Be There Magazine Icon Awards. You have to be there. It's going to be the biggest event of the year so far. It's our event that we do every year. It is a staple event. It's the Icon Awards celebrating Black History Month. And what is an icon? An icon is an individual who has done things in the D.C. to make a difference. Some of these people have been around for 35, 40 years. They're truly icons. We're going to have Charlie Settle. She is a pioneer in the music industry. Jimmy Jones, one of the biggest, baddest entrepreneurs ever in the DMV. We're also going to be talking to Joseph Fell, who was the increment of the Foxtrot and Le Salon, and also he took over Tiffany's, a nightclub that's long gone, but they made a difference in the DMV. So basically, you're going to be there with mostly people who are making a difference, and we're celebrating Black History Month. It's going to be at Willie K's, Greenbelt, Maryland, off of Handover Parkway. Give me a call at 202-445-1131. You're going to meet individuals there and network, but also we have live entertainment from DJ Cosmo De Facto. We're going to have Stormy. She's a bass player. She's going to be there promoting her. You're going to see different businesses. And one of the businesses that will be there, we're going to bring them up right now. Please make a line. Garrett from Wyndham Resorts. Garrett, you're on the line. Go ahead.
I am on the line. Hey, good morning, Russell. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you on our Newsmaker line. First off, Garrett, tell us about yourself and how you got involved with Wyndham.
Oh, wow. I've been with Wyndham for 8 years now. I started out as a lead generator, just gathering information for Wyndham to get people over to the resort. And God has blessed me. I worked my way up to be the senior marketing manager now at the National Harbor. I love it. Like a lot of fun, great income, great vacations, great people.
Excellent. Wyndham has been around a long time, though. They have resorts all over. Is that correct?
That is correct. Wyndham is worldwide. Largest vacation ownership club in the world. That includes bigger than Disney, Hilton, bigger than Marriott. And those are some big names. So Wyndham has a lot going on. It's a Fortune 500 company, multi-billion dollar business. More resorts, more money, more owners worldwide than anybody else.
Excellent. Now tell us a little bit about the resort at the National Harbor, because the harbor is not that old now. It's about maybe, 3 to 4 years old, and they're building, constantly building over there. I understand they're going to have another casino coming. Is that true?
They're actually building, well, they used to, you got some inside information. You ain't supposed to have that information, Russell. But they do something every year. National Harbor is owned by the Peterson Group, and they do something every year, man. They brought the big wheel. They brought the big TV screen. They brought the casino out there. They are constantly building new apartment complexes. There's another one going up now. They're always evolving and being very innovative. So there's a lot going on. National Harbor is its own city right now. And the Wyndham Resort itself is a $250 million resort with 252 rooms. Everything's in that building that you can think of, from full kitchens in your suite, jacuzzi tubs are in your suite, indoor-outdoor pools, kids' club, Wii rooms, arcade, its own movie theater. It is loaded.
So it's actually like a resort. So a person or a family could come there and really be like they're out of town, like a staycation. They could really go there and sit in that resort and really feel as though they're out of town somewhere.
Exactly. You technically, you don't have to leave the building to have fun. It's really nice.
Wow. Wow. I'm familiar with the Wyndham because I was in Atlantic City about maybe 7 years ago, and they had a resort out there. They were selling timeshare. Is this something like selling timeshare also?
Yes. And Wyndham likes to call it vacation ownership. It's the same concept, except Wyndham operates by a point system and not traditional timeshare. And I believe that's what makes them number one in the world. People like them. They like the idea of having points and not being tied down to one location to vacation every year, as traditional timeshare is. When you become a Wyndham Club member, you can go anywhere you want to in the world with your points.
And that is an excellent opportunity to have because people are not ever going to stop going on vacation. They want
That's
to
true.
Go on vacation. People need to get away. And what the biggest holdback or setback is they may not have the money or they wait till the last minute to go, and now it's very expensive to go to Disney World or try to be at a hotel at Disney World. It's going to cost you an arm and a leg. So you basically have to take advantage of these opportunities when they come, like what you're offering. Especially a young couple today, even an older person, it's not too late to invest in a vacation package like you're offering. Is that correct?
That is 100% correct. And to touch on what you just said, you're 100% correct. And I found that in my own life, I didn't vacation a lot until I got married and got with Wyndham. But it's healthy. When I come back, I'm so refreshed. I mean, I'm so energized and ready to go. You create memories. You remember all the places you've been, the things you do with your spouse and with your family. And, you know, you got to, and we should, especially in our community. I used to be a D.C. resident. I live in Maryland now. But we have to embed this in our children at a young age that you can do more. You can have more. There's more stuff out there for you. And we have to get them out of the inner cities and let them see other stuff. Go other places. Meet other people. Interact with different people. That is so healthy to socialize like that. So it's more than just getting away and having a rest. It's a lifestyle. It's about changing a person's life. So that's a powerful, powerful thing that you said. But I do have some good news for you when you're ready for it.
Okay. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to come back with the good news from Garrett. He's a representative of Wyndham Resorts. And he has a good news for you. We'll be right back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. Welcome back. Welcome back. The Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. Networking. Networking is a viable increment part of your business. If you're not networking, you're not doing business. It's all about reaching out to individuals, putting people in your circle. We have the black card, the black card. The black card now gathers up individuals and businesses together where they can now come under one card and get discounts at various restaurants and individual places in the city. Also, you get to come to all of our events for the rest of the year to promote your business, network, and hand out business cards, and also connect with people, like-minded people who understand what business is all about. And we're fortunate to have on our newsmaker line the one and only Garrett. He's with Wyndham Resorts, and that name alone is powerful, but he has some good news. What's the good news?
Good news is we are going to be at that Icon Awards. We're going to honor the icons over there in the DMV. I plan on giving away a couple of free nights to one of those icons there while we're there. I also plan on giving away a vacation to one of the other guests and visitors that will be at that event. We're going to have fun. And that's not going to cost them anything. They don't need to do no timeshare presentation. We're just going to give that stuff away. We want to support what's going on for Black History Month. We want to support what's going on for the icons of D.C., for the great work and contributions that they made to the city, to the DMV, and all the lives and people they touched. They deserve a vacation. We're going to give them one. And we also would like to invite about 25 other people down to the National Harbor. We'll take care of parking and all that. And we want to take them on a tour of that beautiful $250 million resort I told you about. And when they finish, we're going to give them some free rooms. We're going to have a ball.
This is going to be huge. And we're going to announce this and make sure people see. And we're going to offer this to our people who are coming to the event and also the Black Card holders. You're going to be able to get what you see and what you know. But to go to a resort, to get a tour of the resort, to stay at the resort, to actually enjoy the night there, you're at the beautiful National Harbor. You know how pretty that place is now? I mean, I'm from Prince George's County, not from Prince George, I'm from Philadelphia originally, but I was at Prince George's County. I used to be a Prince George's County police officer. And that area over there, there was nothing there. It was actually nothing there. You rode by there, there was a hotel over there, they changed it to the Harbor Hotel now or something. It used to be like a Best Western or something, I forgot the name of it. But it stopped right there at St. Barnabas Road. That was the end of it. When you drove past that hotel, it was a highway there, 495, whatever. You had to go into Virginia. But when you looked over, there was nothing there. I don't even know where they found the land, nobody knew that existed, and it's considered to be Prince George's County. You're supposed to be in Prince George's County. So they created a whole community, a whole avenue that never existed. And now when you come over there, you go into the MGM Grand or you go into the National Harbor, the Ferris wheel, the stores, the restaurants, you're in and it's not for the weak at heart. I mean, people realize it's a very nice place to go, and you have to treat yourself to the harbor. But to be at the Wyndham Resort, that's even better. The Wyndham Resort. You're now at a resort. They took the time to build this $280 million resort that's right in the National Harbor. Tell us some of the things that can be done at the National Harbor.
Well, there's a lot to do for families. They have the carousel down there, because, you know, you have people bring their kids. So the carousel's down there, the Wonder Wheel, they get to go up on that wheel 7 stories high so they can see D.C. from National Harbor. They get to see the whole city from up top. Their air conditioning boxes, they're heated if you need some heat in them. Very nice. Lots of food to eat, all kinds of food. Whatever you like is there. If you like Italian, it's there. If you like American, it's there. If you like Mexican, it's there. You like Thai food, it's there. Lots of good food, lots of good people, playgrounds for the kids, plenty of security. Nothing goes on down there. It's very, 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 very secure. And it's a clean, nice place to get away for family.
Excellent, excellent. Now, when you say that Ferris wheel, so that Ferris wheel is heated? You can go there in the wintertime on that Ferris wheel?
Yes, it's heated. They spent a lot of money on that thing. It's heated inside, or in the summer, it has air conditioning. So,
that's a Ferris wheel. That's a real Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Air conditioning, I didn't know that. That's good to know. That's good information. You heard it first right here on the Russell Price Morning Show, networking on the radio. The Ferris wheel is heated in the winter and air conditioned in the summer. When you think of a Ferris wheel, you think of it being open, just open air, and you ride on it. But here's something, you can go inside the Ferris wheel, and you're enclosed, and you have air. So you're not up there at the top of this 7 stories high with the sun beaming on you. You're in an air conditioned. That has to be a multi-million dollar contraption. That thing was not cheap to build.
No, it was not. And it's right there on the water, overlooking the water. So you can see right into D.C., right into Virginia, right into Maryland. Also, I forgot to mention that the Potomac Riverboat Company is there. So people can get the water taxis. The water taxi will take them to Virginia, Alexandria. It'll take them to Mount Vernon, Virginia. They can catch on and transfer to go to Georgetown. They can go down to the Southwest waterfront. There's also private cruises. I mean, there's a lot to do at National Harbor.
Wow. And people come to the concerts at the MGM Grand, so they can go from there to the Wyndham and go to concerts. There's all kind of things to do. It's really a a good move for Wyndham to put the resort there. And like you say, it's growing. They're constantly building something over there every year. It's so where do they draw from? How do they get the people to support that place? What do they do? Is it supported by people who live in the county or Virginia, or is it supported by people who are tourists? Where does the bulk of the people come from?
Well, that's a good question. It's because it is a resort area. A lot of people don't know that, but National Harbor is one of the top five places to be in the United States. And that's the second one is Old Town Alexandria, the Wyndham over there. People request those two properties more than anything. And I'm talking about they come from all over the world, different nations, all from the United States. You know, they have that Gaylord Convention Center there, so a lot of conventions are done there. People come from all over the place. And so it's primarily a resort area anyway. And then, of course, about 25% or so are going to be locals. People love to get away. They love coming to National Harbor because, you know, there's events that go on there. On the weekends, there's live music and different type of events and stuff going on. So it's a resort area in and of itself.
Excellent. I tell you, I commend you for even having the vision and also having the audacity, the utmost gall to take a step out, to leap out on faith and join that company, because you seem to be a person who is adding to the company. You see the vision of promotion, advertising, and networking, and I want to thank you for being part of the Icon Awards. People are going to really get to know more about Wyndham just because of you. We're going to take another break. When we come back, I want you to talk about, do they have opportunities for people to give events at the Wyndham? Do people rent the ballrooms out, or do you have ballrooms? We're coming back with the one and only Garrett from Wyndham Resorts. We'll be right back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. Crowd. Got to be with the in crowd. That's what we do. We put you with the in crowd. Be There Magazine, Washington's premier online magazine, the home of the black card. I was told if you said something three times, you can't forget it. The black card, the most powerful networking card in the DMV. Go to www.myblackcard now and get the black card. It comes with a $2,000 what they call travel resort card. That means you can use it to go on cruises, rental cars, you can use it for Valentine's Day. You can do all kinds of things with this $2,000 gift card. We're going to have those cards available at the Icon Awards. But you get a free card if you get a black card. It comes with the black card. That $2,000 card comes with the black card. And we've got a special networking advertising black card package for $49, another $299, but you're going to get it for $49 on the 22nd of February. Garrett, is there any type of ballrooms in the Wyndham Resort that you can do events? And if so, do you do events there, and how do you go about getting the ballroom?
The National Harbor does not have one. Old Town Alexandria does have an event room downstairs, and that's set up through the sales, the sales part of the marketing team.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so there is no ballroom in the resort at the International Resort at the Harbor. Is there a bar or any kind of lounge there?
Oh yes, absolutely, especially down on the in the pool area. In the pool area, they do have all that. There's grills and a bar area, but that's only open up in its season. Other than that, they want people to remember you have your own full kitchens and stuff inside your own suite. So everything that
oh, yeah, that's all the suites come
suite.
With kitchens. Now, what's the biggest suite?
Oh, yeah.
What's the biggest amount of suite that a person can rent or can utilize for a family? Through the seat 4, 6, 7? What's the amount of the biggest amount of suite that you have?
Up to 8, because remember, we have different size rooms. So there'll be a standard room, a standard suite, which is a one bedroom. Then you'll have a deluxe. Then they have the 3-bedroom. Then, of course, you have the presidential suite. So that's when you get up there. That's 4-bedroom. That's a huge suite. A huge suite with everything in it. They're wonderful. I've seen people walk in there just to do a tour and want to stay. They say, can we stay? They want to stay like right now. That's how
wow.
It is.
So a person can rent that for a night? The pencils, they can come here for a night and rent that?
Yeah, but that would be, now here's the thing, you talked about money. That would be extremely expensive for a person who is not a Club Wyndham owner. That's the importance
okay.
of a person coming by the National Harbor, doing a tour of the resort and getting information on how to become a Club Wyndham owner. Just like someone, Ben, you talk about that black card. That card was over $200. You're offering it for, what'd you say, $49?
Right.
So
it's $2,000 gift card. Yeah, it's not a gift card. It's a travel card. Yeah, but you get $2,000. Matter of fact, I got one for you. So you have a $2,000
right.
travel card.
Yeah, oh, my wife would love that. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Fantastic.
So yeah, but my point is, once a person's a member, oh, that's when all the discounts and everything come in. They wouldn't pay nowhere near what other people are paying because, remember, they're not going to be using money at that point. They're going to use their points. They
the
buy
points right.
and do whatever they want to do with their points. It's a wonderful system that they have set up.
I think it's a great system. But also, you don't have to just go to the National Harbor. You can go to other resorts that Wyndham has. So
yes.
If you want to go to
that's
Paris, or if you want to go to Florida, you want to go to
St. Thomas,
anywhere you want to go,
Australia,
you can
doesn't
go.
Matter. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It's
and it's
wonderful.
All interchangeable, so you can go to any Wyndham resort. And what's nice about it, you have the same type of essence of one event to another event. You know, like other words, if you go to Florida, you can expect the same type of room that you have in the harbor. So you know the quality is going to be the same. It's not going to be diminished by one room looks better than another room. All the resorts have the Wyndham name on it, so it's going to be a quality of Wyndham. So that means that you don't have to worry about downgrading yourself or dumbing yourself down to a resort or to an area and say, well, I'm going to go to this particular vacation spot, but now my room is going to be less quality. Wyndham doesn't do that. Everything is on the same quality. That's what the point system is about. That's what the advantage of becoming a Wyndham member. You know that is taking out of your worry about where you're going to stay and how your family is going to live. It's a blessing to be a member. Tell us how to get in touch with you and your website and what to do as far as getting in touch with you.
Well, the best thing to do, if you want to contact me directly, the best thing for them to do is just give me a call at 202-710-7285. You said mention three times, right? I'm going to say it two more times. 202-710-7285. Contact me directly. I'll get you set up to do a tour of the Club Wyndham property. We'll take care of your parking and all that. Don't worry about spending no money. We're going to take care of all that and give you some free nights while you're there. That's 202-710-7285.
Now, did you hear what he said? Let's be clear on this. He's going to take care of the parking. Do you realize what that is to be able to take care of the parking at the National Harbor?
National Harbor. Mm-hmm.
The parking is not for the weak at heart. You have to be able to pay for that parking. That parking is not for the weak at heart. If you think you can go to the National Harbor and just drive up and park your car and go start walking down to a restaurant, the parking is not for the weak at heart. He's going to take care of the parking. You have to take this tour. You have to get in touch with Garrett because anyone's going to take care of your parking, give you the tour, and then give you a room. It don't get no better than that. We're going to take our last break when we come back. We're going to have our closing statements from the one and only Garrett from Wyndham Resorts. And don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be February 22nd, Thursday night, at Willie K's in Greenbelt, Maryland, the Washington Business Guide 2018 Icon Award. We'll be right back. I'm in with the in crowd. We have the number one movers and shakers, shot callers, big ballers, people who do things in the DMV that made a difference. If you don't know today. They're unsung heroes. There's people that lived in D.C., supported D.C., changed D.C. Now D.C. is modern. It's all that. It's building as we speak. You walk down one street today, you come tomorrow, you don't recognize the street. It's all about change and gentrification. But there was people that was there before it became D.C. today. We need to recognize those people. They're icons. They've been here since 1975 or 65. These people have been doing things in the DMV to make a difference. And we're going to honor some of the icons on February 22nd at Bully Cave, sponsored by BJ Magazine and the Blackhawks. On our newsmaker line, the one and only Garrett from Wyndham Resorts, and he has some closing statements, but listen to what he's saying. It's very important that we as black people vacation. Black people, we need to vacation. We need to know what we do and why we do it. Give us your closing statements.
Amen. Amen. First of all, I want to say thank you so much, Russell, for allowing us to promote our product and to network with you guys. It's an honor. Second, I want to make sure I say thank you so much to all of the icons of D.C. Thank you for all that y'all done in the 60s and the 70s to get us going, and all the people that you've helped. You've made some of those stars that we have today in the DMV, so thank you so much. And we're going to be there. Closing statement, we're going to bring, when then we'll be there, we're going to bring our best. We're going to go ahead and bring some free nights with us. We're going to give some free nights to one of the icons during the award show. We're also going to give some free nights to get away to some of the club owners or anybody that's there. Anybody can win something free. We're going to give that stuff away. We're also going to invite about 25 people to the resort. We're going to make sure we take care of your parking and everything. After we take you on a tour of that $250 million facility, we're just going to go ahead and give you some free gifts. You can take them with you, use them anywhere in the U.S. We'll explain that to you when we see you on February 22nd. Don't forget to call me at 202-710-7285. That's 202-710-7285. Wyndham is considered one of the most ethical companies in the world, so don't worry about no gangs and no gimmicks. We're going to take care of you. We appreciate the opportunity to be connected to you. And don't forget what I said about vacationing. It's healthy. We need it to socialize. We need it to get out and see other people, connect with other people, and make the best of what God has given us. Thank you so much, Russell.
Excellent, excellent. We'll see you on the 22nd. This has been the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. Remember, if you do what you need to do in life, life will do what it needs to do for you. Catch it in time. Some people never catch it in time. In life, you have to catch it in time, or time will catch you. Take care of yourself, your health. Take care of your relationships. Take care of your life. Catch it in time. You can tell some people have not caught it in time because life caught them in time. But come out to the Icon Awards and see people who have done things and also get a chance to meet Gary.